Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What makes a successful student athlete? If your child is really into athletics, are they putting their academics aside, or is their athletics and their coaches saying, hey, if you don't keep your grades up to A's and B's, you're not going to be on this team anymore? Is that happening? Or in the other respect, is your school cutting, you know, in favor of academics, are they cutting gym and sports perform, you know, sports programs? Because that can also lead to some disastrous academic results. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. So, Dr. Bergeron, academics, students, athletes, some students really, really love their sport. They want to play it. And those are the students we need to make sure they keep those grades up to keep doing that. But what about those who it's getting cut? And what do we do about that?
Melanie, let's address your first point. You know, I think it's important certainly to let kids enjoy sports. And if they really are passionate about it and it's their choice to participate, then that's great. But keep in mind that they are student athletes. The student comes first, and the student has responsibilities to be a good student as well as do what they can and enjoy their sport. So parents really just need to recognize that and don't ever put the emphasis on sports over academics, particularly because most kids are not going to be playing in their sport past high school anyway, and the numbers bear that out. We all recognize that. So they're really playing that sport for reasons that are more, hopefully, for health and fitness and social interaction and all of that. So,
Dr. Bergeron, here's one for you, because I have some friends whose kids, you know, if you miss a football practice, you're in trouble with that coach. And yet they don't get home from football practice till 7:30, 8 o'clock, eat dinner. And by the time that they're done and getting to their homework, it's late at night. They need a good night's sleep because they're still kids. And yet they can't get their homework done. But if they miss a football practice, there is, you know, they do not get a pass on that sort of thing.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? And it's tough for a parent to be in that situation of having to challenge that coach. And that's why with American College of Sports Medicine and our institute, you know, and many others are trying to change that culture to help these coaches and administrators realize that they should not be following such professional expectations. These are not professional athletes. Most of them, by far, are not going to be even collegiate athletes. So let's make sure that you do your part, just as the parents have to do their part in making sure this child has a balanced life. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter if one practice is missed, because athletic development takes time. And quite honestly, we run into the same problems with a lot of coaches that won't let kids play or don't really discourage kids from being on other sports teams. And that's really a misguided, direction to go to. So coaches and parents, administrators, all of them have to realize that a balanced, diverse program that gives the kids a chance to experience a lot of things over a long period of time and balance it with general health and academics is critical to their success in life.
I think that, you know, you've touched on such a great point, is that most of these kids are not going to play collegiate, much less pro. And so the coaches and the parents do need to realize, yes, it's important, and yes, the kids love the sport, and yes, they're going to want to play it and do their best that they can, but also that their student comes first and that they have to really make their priorities. You know, they can do that, but it cannot come at the expense, because they're just, I mean, the odds of them not going pro, but that's a hard lesson to learn, and you're not going to teach the coaches in the country at the high school level and even some eighth grade, you know, you're not going to be able to tell them that. Now, what about the schools that are cutting so many of their sports and physical activities? Dr. Bergeron, what can people do? I hate that my kids only have one PE class a week or two, maybe.
Well, again, there, Melanie, there's an effort by us and many others to try to influence that culture too, and try to get the evidence out there that academic achievement is actually enhanced by regular physical activity and fitness. And part of that can come through sports, part of that can come through physical education, part of that can come through just being active in some of the academic curriculum. And so that is another culture, just like the coaching culture, that really needs to be changed by looking at the actual evidence. Evidence supports that kids who are less active are going to do more poorly. And so, you know, this is something, the solution to poor academics is not eliminate the one thing that probably will enhance academics outside of working harder at, you know, studying and such.
Well, that's a vicious cycle, isn't it? Because
it is a vicious cycle.
I mean, you know, and so if they don't get their beans out and they don't run around, they don't get the blood flow to their brain, they can't sit still, they can't concentrate on what they need to concentrate on, and their SATs and MAP scores and ISATs and all that, those all come back poorly. And yet they keep saying, oh, well, they need to concentrate more on math and science to catch up with other countries, but they're still not running around. What can you do? In your community, there's organizations like yours and like ACSM lobbying for funding for these types of programs. But what can parents do directly? How do they talk to their school and say, you got to let my kid run around or they're not going to do well?
Well, hopefully the parent does get involved to the extent that the one or both parents can be involved in school and trying to get that messaging. But we certainly don't expect a single parent to have that kind of influence on those curriculum decision. Outside of that, besides fighting that good fight, certainly you can help your child to, you know, get some physical activity, come home from school, and make sure that you allow your child to play, to encourage getting outside. And if it's not a safe environment, then find some other way to, on your own through the community or on your own as parents or a group of parents, to get some kids active and just give them that opportunity for some free play and some physical activity. And certainly, you know, again, not trying to over-parent, but, you know, there is a role that a parent can play in on the weekends and just throughout the year of encouraging family activities that involve physical activity. But, you know, you're trying to do the best you can with the limited time you have, and I understand everybody's schedules are tough and you're working parents and all of that, but you really need to prioritize that physical activity, sufficient rest, everything you mentioned before, the nutrition, that is essential to the success, not only in sports, but the success academically and the success of their health.
Well, it is. And so I think that parents, you know, even having your children walk to school, maybe having them, you know, the days of getting up and working the farm before you go to school are pretty much gone, but at least kids can do something in the morning, even if they get up out of bed and do some jumping jacks and then take their shower or get up and walk to school or jog to school a little bit, play on the park before they get to school, go a little early so you can play on the playground, anything. And then, as you said, after school, make sure that they make time, even if they have lots of homework, to run around, get outside, get that physical activity. In the last minute, Dr. Bergeron, your best advice for parents and physical activity and our children and sports, and tie all of it together for us.
In 30 seconds, okay.
Yep.
Well, you know, I think as a parent, and you know, you really just need to find your solution that is free, and the free activities versus the costly technology activity. And the technology, whatever it is, we're not going to pick on any particular one, is not the solution for keeping your kids busy and healthy. So physical activity, outdoors, family involvement, community sports, healthy community sports, all of those things really need to be as much of a priority in your child's life. And you'll just find that there's all kinds of benefits. So let's not use technology as a replacement for other things that would actually help you and certainly help your child.
Beautifully said. See, I knew you could do it. And you know, parents, you want to get your children involved. Get them outside after school, even if they have homework. Run them around. Go jog around the block. Let them play in the backyard for a little while and then get to their homework, because they need to run around. And studies have shown that they will do better academically. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well. Oh,